The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
Welcome, folks. Some of the old boys are here tonight. Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And you're listening, folks, to the Trump phenomenon. Another one of the old boys. And ain't too many things that old boy can't do. Donald Trump. The show is live, which is immediately evident to anybody listening to it. And you're welcome to join the lively liveness of this show by calling 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll be joined by, hopefully, by George in a little bit. Wow. Talk about lively liveliness. Donald Trump is live right now. Let's go to Donald Trump. Here he is. Let me find the right link. Let me turn him up. This is Donald Trump right now at the U.S. Cellular Center, a big arena packed with a roaring people in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, live right now.
And when they're gone, our now very strong borders, especially with the wall, will never allow them back in.
MS-13.
So we're doing a lot of things. We're very proud of what we've done. Justice Gorsuch was a big, big deal. Big deal. Somebody explained it to me beautifully. They said, when you pick a Supreme Court judge, you want great intellect, you want all of the things, but you also want youth because they'll be there for 40 years. So if Judge Gorsuch, who I've gotten to know, who I think is a fantastic human being, aside from being a brilliant, brilliant student and person, and one of the great legal writers that exists in our country, probably in the world today, every time you see a decision written over the next 30 or 40 years, and especially if it's a 5-4 decision, like perhaps on Second Amendment or so many other things, you have done something that you can't value. It's so important. Think of it. For a 30-40 year period, potentially, you've influenced this country. And I've always heard long that just about the most important thing you can do, I always say defense, but perhaps outside, because we are going to have a strong military and strong defense, and we need it now. But I've always heard that the most important thing a president can do is pick a great Supreme Court justice. So I've got one, probably have some more. But it is really important, and think of that, over years and years, those decisions that are so important, values, great values. So I'm very, very proud of that pick. He's already been there now for almost 2 months, and people are saying, wow, that is a tremendous person and a tremendous intellect. So we're all very proud of that pick. And you made it possible. So I began this campaign On June 16th.
Here's his wrap up.
Couple of days ago, 2 years. It's my birthday on June 14th, Flag Day of all things. And we came down the escalator, that famous escalator ride, Melania, myself, and the place went nuts. And hopefully because they like me, but I think also they like the policies. I said the truth. I talked about immigration. I talked about what was happening on the borders. I talked about our military. I talked about the drug problems, which are tremendous, even in Iowa, tremendous problems. Beyond anything we've ever seen before. I talked about all of it. And you know what? We were never off center stage in the debates. We stayed, you know what that means. We were number one all the way through. All the way through. We were number one all the way through because of people like you. Never off center. 17 people running. I kept looking up and down. I said, boy, that's a lot of people. Some of them very talented. But 17 people running, we were never off center stage in those debates. And that's because of people like yourselves, because you agree with me. And we are making such incredible progress. We are making progress like nobody can believe. These people are being driven crazy. Crazy.
He's pointing at the media.
I mean, they have phony witch hunts going against me. They have everything going. And you know what? All we do is win, win, win. We won last night. They can't believe it. They're saying, what is going on? What is going on? We won last night. And even the worst of them said, that was a big win for Trump. I couldn't believe it, actually. Thank you very much, folks. I appreciate it. But we have made a journey together like no other ever in the history of this country. And maybe beyond that. But you look in the history of this country, there's never been anything like this that's happened. We're straightening out through common sense and through a good heart. We're straightening out our country. We're straightening out our country. No matter our beliefs, no matter our party, it's time for us to remember that we are all Americans and that we are in this together. And it would be great if the Republicans and the Democrats could come together and get really, really great legislation passed. Some of the geniuses were saying this morning, you know, from the time he announced on June 16th, 2 years ago, they've been hitting the hell out of him. Hillary took almost all negative ads. The problem was when people went to vote, they didn't know what she stood for other than she was saying bad things about me. And I almost became like...
Up.
Think of it. So from the time I announced, I've been hit. Then from the time I got in, I said, oh, this is going to be great. Finally, we're going to all come together. They hit me harder. They've now learned, I think, that that doesn't work. 5-0. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
They need to be positive. They can't continue to be obstructionists. That's all they have going. So they should come together. I don't think they will. But I will tell you, it would be a beautiful, beautiful thing if we could get together as two parties that love our country and come up with that great health care and come up with that great tax deal for our people and tax reform. and infrastructure and so many other things.
He's boxing
in the Democrats.
Just
think about what a unified American nation could achieve. Nobody could even come close to us. And by the way, even if we're not totally unified, nobody's coming close to us either. Don't worry about it. Gleaming new roads and bridges that would inspire awe and wonder all over the world. You know, we used to be the leader in airports. We'd have the most beautiful airports. Now we're like a third world country. LaGuardia, Newark, LAX, Kennedy, they're like third world airports. Take a look. Take a look. We used to be the leader. Now you go to Saudi Arabia, where I just came back. A monumental, epic trip. Because I said, you cannot continue to fund terrorism. You cannot continue to fund terrorism.
Touché, touché.
And the king of Saudi Arabia, who is really become just, he's a very special man. I mean that. He is taking it to heart. And now they're fighting with other countries that have been funding terrorism. And I think we had a huge impact. We will see. But I think we had a tremendous impact. We cannot let these incredibly rich nations fund radical Islamic terror or terrorism of any kind. We cannot let it happen. Cannot let it happen.
Brilliant move. Brilliant. Cut off the money.
It was one of the great 2 days of my life, and I'm sure a lot of you watched it on television. 54 Muslim nations coming together, some immensely powerful, wealthy nations. And everybody in that room was unified. And the ones that weren't, they're trying to get them to be unified and to do the right thing. I think it could have a tremendous impact. But not only that, I said, for me to go, I'm only going, we had to negotiate, if you spend billions of dollars, billions, on having things manufactured in our country with our jobs and our workers for your country. And hundreds of billions of dollars were spent and given to American companies who are going to make American products and send those products over to the wealthy countries of the Middle East. I mean hundreds of billions of dollars.
$350 billion in one trip.
And people haven't talked about that, but to me that was very important because we want those jobs. We want those jobs. So they're making airplanes. They're making all sorts of things, hundreds of billions of dollars, and it's going back, and I'm very proud of that. That's something people don't talk about because the real purpose of my being there was to make sure these countries do not fund terror any longer.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, Paul.
So I just want to leave Iowa. I said that I'd come back. Oh, I love that you're not. Look, look at that. You don't want me to leave. I don't want to leave either. I don't want to leave either. I don't want to leave either. But I said I would come back. And I made lots of statements to your governor and to your current governor. Kim is going to be a fantastic governor. She's here. She's going to be a fantastic governor. But I said that I was going to come back. I said that I was going to protect your ethanol for good reason, only for good reason. And it was very important to me. I said that I was going to do things for the people of Iowa. And I want to let you know, I've done it for the people of Iowa, but I've really done it for the people of our country. Our country is getting stronger. It's getting better. We're going to be setting records in so many different ways. We're going to straighten out all of the mess that's happened over the last long period of time where we went into other nations to tell them how to run their country, and we had no idea. But I just want to thank all of the people that are here tonight. I want to thank the people of Iowa. You are incredible people. I want to thank you for your incredible support. And I just want to let you know that God blesses you. And I want to just say, you are special in every way. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
There it is. Let me cut off the live stream. There it goes. Now, all these live streams, they have to cut out when they start playing the Donald Trump theme music because it's copyrighted music. Wow, that was live. You heard it right here. I don't know if we missed any breaks, engineer. If you need to fit a break in, you could do it at any time. Paul and I will not mind at all. In fact,
You want some more good news on the election front? I just came across an item that Planned Parenthood, that was the headline. Planned Parenthood played a major role in the election in Georgia. And I thought, oh my gosh, in the victory of the Republican candidate. I thought, oh no, surely she's not a libtard in disguise. It was unfortunate that it's just a badly written headline. Planned Parenthood played a huge part in Republican triumph in Georgia's 6th congressional district. And Karen Handel won, it says, because she signed up for three things that are very important to the conservative and socially conservative voters in that district. One was the anti-tax pledge of Grover Norquist's American for Tax Reform. The second was a pledge to repeal Obamacare and replace it with the American Health Care Act. And the third was the issue of Planned Parenthood. And strongly opposed Planned Parenthood getting...
Professor, tomorrow, so we'll...
Go ahead, Paul.
Receiving tax dollars. Whereas Ossoff, their left-wing Democratic candidate, supported Planned Parenthood. They got $1 million... in donations from them. Well, this created quite a controversy, and apparently, according to former Georgia Representative John Lindner, he's a past chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, Planned Parenthood was the principal issue. She handled it deftly. Ossoff said that she stopped Susan G. Komen contributions to Planned Parenthood for life-saving breast cancer screening. She responded that Planned Parenthood doesn't even own a mammogram. So she forthrightly and courageously handled the Planned Parenthood issue. She took on this wretched special interest lobby swishing in donations from left libtards, and she won. And she won because she stood on principle. And I'm glad I actually read beyond the headline, because the headline actually made it sound as though she was Planned Parenthood, whereas that's not the case. So I'd say a really encouraging story, and I hope it puts a little bit of spine in some of the Republicans who may still be a little bit wavering on this or that.
Yes, and it underscores what Donald Trump just said in the Cedar Rapids rally, folks. Now, you heard the end of it. The president's office coordinated with this show to make sure his presentations, his speeches, and his hugest rallies are perfectly timed with the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And I don't know if I was supposed to reveal that or not. But you heard the end of his rally. And earlier in the rally, he made some great points to which we will return. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. We just heard the end of another tremendous Donald Trump rally. This is now 2 years of nonstop genius from Donald Trump. It began on June 16th, 2015, when Donald Trump came down the escalator and took over the cameras, took over the media. He captured the spotlight. He hasn't taken over the media yet. That's going to take 8 years. But another great rally, a roaring crowd. He doubled down on all of his promises that he was making on June 16th, 2015. And one of the great moments, Paul, in the rally, he said, "We're going to build the wall. You better believe it." And the crowd is going, "Build that wall." The crowd is erupting. And then Donald Trump came out with, you know, another flash of genius. You heard the flash of genius when he called the Saudis and he said, "I'm not coming over unless you pledge to me that you're going to spend a lot of money on American products. You're not going to buy stuff from Taiwan or, anywhere else. You're going to buy it from us." When he came back after that two days in Riyadh, he had $350 billion worth of done deals in his pocket. That's a lot of jobs, folks, and that's 2 days of work. But brilliant that he called in advance. He said, "I'm not coming over." He mentioned that at that Muslim summit there, he was talking to 56, I think was the number, 54 Muslim nations. And he just swept the room. And what he did also that was brilliant, he cut the money off of these radical Islamic terrorists. Where's the money coming from? What the radical Islamists do is that they terrorize people like King Salman, and they say, hey, you know, we're going to take you off our target list if you give us $500 million. And they write the check, you know, they hand the cash to the terrorists. Donald Trump cut that off. He said, you've got to stop funding these terrorists. Brilliant move. It's a brilliant mind, a man who cuts right to the heart of the matter. I'll give you another example of brilliance right in this one speech. He said, you know, people don't, you know, the media is saying we're not building the wall. That's BS. Of course we're building the wall. We've got to plan the wall. We've got to design the wall. And a lot of money is being spent on that right now. So the wall is going up. And he said, I had an idea, personal, his own idea. He said, Paul, this will just knock you out. He said, look, South Texas and, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, California is one of the few good places in America for solar energy. You know, pretty much 365 years a days of the year of strong solar energy available. Guess what? He's going to turn the wall into a huge solar panel. What a brilliant idea. And a couple things happened. He made the point. The wall is going to make money, a lot of money. That's a lot of solar panels. And also, it's going to look great. Solar panel roofs, Tesla Corporation, they're making a whole deal out of selling you a solar roof that's really beautiful and will last forever on top of your house. So he's going to have, maybe you can get Tesla to bid on it, but a solar wall facing the sun, facing south, 12 hours a day, generating huge amounts of electricity. What a brilliant idea. And it, you know, there are 320 million of us in America, and who thought of it? Only one person, Donald John Trump. Does he have to think of everything for us? Anyway.
Further wrinkle, I think if there are ways of harnessing that solar power so that it would be concentrated in rays that would be create tremendous heat. That could be focused on the southern side of the wall so that people approaching it would basically be risking going through being immolated, burned to death. So I think it's brilliant. You know, this is what the world for 150 years has admired about America at its best. It's a can-do country. We can't do it for this reason. But, oh, it mightn't do, shouldn't do it for that reason. The UN might disapprove, or. No, America's at its best, saw a problem, rolled up its shirt sleeves, used some of that brilliant Aryan intelligence, and said, okay, how can we solve this problem? How can we figure out a way not to do anything? How can we solve it? And they did, and that's why America was great.
And by the way, folks, Trump just revealed this stroke of brilliance. We got a little break here. We'll be right back. Maybe you can get a phone call in. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
We're back, folks, and just glorying in this just concluded Donald Trump rally in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You know, Pat Buchanan offered the advice to Donald Trump in a column, two or three columns ago, that what you're going to have to do, Mr. President, the left is not going to, they're not going to change. They are going to continue viciously attacking you for the entire 8 years of your presidency. You are going to have to go out on a guerrilla war, go directly to the people, bypass the legacy lamestream media. And that's what he did tonight in Cedar Rapids, a long speech. A brilliant speech, full of energy. You know, Paul, they talk about how the office of the presidency beats down and wears out every man who takes the job. I'll tell you what, it's not showing on Donald Trump.
No, he's thriving because he's always thrived on stress and challenges in the business world. He brings, I guess what they now call the ideal skill set to this job. And that's why I think he's doing so very well, despite the fanatical opposition that ranged against him.
Yes. I'll just tell you another aspect about this rally. boy, they know how to grow them in Iowa. right behind Donald Trump. I don't know if it's, you know, there's so many beautiful women in Iowa, the beautiful European American women, that I guess pretty much anybody sitting behind Donald Trump is going to be beautiful. But my gosh, the three young ladies directly behind Donald Trump that was worth my price of admission all by itself just to watch them. And they're smiling and they're happy and chewing gum and they've got Make America Great Again hats on. And they're kind of like emblematic of why we fight. Looking at those faces and those incredible genetics, demography is destiny, and those beautiful European American women all over America and all over the European world, they are the future. And my gosh, it was surely evident there in Cedar Rapids, Iowa today. Let me say that this is the U.S. Cellular Arena, packed to the rafters. And Donald Trump is on this guerrilla war. He is going to tour around our country, bypassing the media. It's as if, Paul, he is going to keep doing these primary campaign challenges and rallies. He'll just do it for 8 years. And he made the point. He said, and you people, he's connecting directly with people. Repeatedly in this talk, which was like a warm family talk with people that love him and that he loves, he said, you're the reason all of this happened. He said, I came down the escalator on June 16, 2015. I spoke what you are thinking, and you responded, so much so that from debate number one until I think the last one was debate number 13 or thereabouts, in every single debate, who was in the center of the stage? Donald Trump. What did that mean? They always put the man in the center was the one leading in the polls. And Donald Trump said, we never lost the spot. We were in number one all the way because a middle America, Iowa, corn-fed beauties, they responded to the Donald Trump message, and they still are. And I think he's just going to keep it going. He's going to bypass the media. He said in the speech, he said, wouldn't it be beautiful if the Democrats could join us and actually accomplish something wonderful for our country? He said, that would be so beautiful. And then he said, but I don't think they will. And he said, don't worry. We'll do it without them. And the elections yesterday showed that the Republicans, the Trump supporters, won every single one of them. In Georgia, the commie rat, Pelosi, Feinstein, creeps spent over $30 million in a little congressional district. Wow, 600,000 some people, and they spent over $30 million trying to push through this guy, Ossoff. And it fell on its face.
So this was the most expensive congressional election ever, apparently.
Yes, it was, by $20 million more than the previous record set in 2012 in a district in Florida. So, the Democrats, very discouraging for them. If you $30 million, that's a good start. That's enough money to start a presidential campaign. If they have they learned, hey, $30 million, we can't buy a seat. And they don't have the kind of money that you can, 435 candidates run every 2 years. What's 435 times 30 million? That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Just in a perspective, remember probably the best finance candidate in the Republican presidential primaries last year. Had a budget of $150 million, and that was Jeb Bush. So even for something as amazing as that, and that's a huge budget, $150 million, the fact they blew 50, I guess their share was 30, in one congressional district and lost by 5 points, oh, wow. Hollyweird money and the fat donations from the leftist special interest groups isn't enough.
Yes.
No reason to be cocky, but as you point out, Jamie, all four Republican seats returned to the Republican fold. So although this might be an opportunity for soreheads and others to cast a vote against the president, it didn't happen.
Yes. And you heard President Trump made the point that the slashing, vicious, what did he say, the witch hunting tactics of the left, he says it's not working. It doesn't work. And it doesn't. And what we on this show, I've dubbed President Trump President Boomerang, because everything the left throws at him hits them, comes back and hits the Democrats right between the eyes. Everything they've thrown at him has boomeranged, and so I love it. Let's see. Let me give you some other highlights from this particular event. Donald Trump made a salute to Iowa's now Terry Branstad, the governor of Iowa, who supported Donald Trump in the primaries and in the campaign. He was a very important addition to the Trump train. Terry Branstad was appointed, Donald Trump related to the story. Branstad, talking privately with him during the primaries, he said, hey, don't get the Chinese angry. Don't enrage the Chinese, Donald Trump said, well, why? He said, well, we have very important trade with them. I have very good relations with them. So on and so on. Anyway, Donald Trump, after being elected president, he was thinking about, well, I need somebody to be the ambassador to China. Somebody who has good relations with the Chinese, has dealt with them, that President Xi likes, and so on. He said, hey, Terry, I'll call up Terry. He said, I didn't think he'd take the job. I called up Terry, and he said, yes, sir, Mr. President, I'm ready to serve. And so ended his governorship, which is the longest governorship of any governor in the history of the United States. So wonderful. So we can look forward to Ambassador Terry Branstad making wonderful trade deals with China and having very good relations and peace with China, which we so badly need. So Donald Trump did not pick some kind of a neocon, warmongering agent of chaos. He picked Terry Branstad, corn-fed Iowa common sense. And so we can look forward to that. But let's put an asterisk on it. We don't have Ambassador Branstad yet. Why? Thank you, Chuck Schumer. They've held up his appointment. So the Obama ambassador, what's his name? Whoever heard of this guy before? Jonathan Fritz. There are five people in America who know that Jonathan Fritz is the Obama ambassador to China. Anyway, he's still doing the job here, 5 months into the Trump administration, because Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and all these other commie creeps won't approve this, longest-serving governor in American history, Terry Branstad, whose nomination is guaranteed, whose appointment is guaranteed. They're simply being, and this is what Trump said, it doesn't work. Obstructionism doesn't work. America is not going to go for this. And in 2018, watch the Democrats get their clocks cleaned if they keep this up. Don't you think so, Paul?
I certainly hope so. And I think President Trump is sounding the right note there. I know people want cooperation. They don't want endless warfare in Washington. They want their representatives to stand on principle, but they don't want perpetual war. And I think Donald Trump is rightly recognizing that.
And here are signs of desperation and despair from the Democrats. If you stop to think, who's the worst of them all? Of all these communists on TV and in print and so on, who's the most offensive of them all? Well, Rachel Maddow is a good, candidate for that role. And even, this is why I offer this, Rachel Maddow, she has said this week on the air, she was asked, do you think it's possible that Donald Trump was never aware of any Russian meddling in the American election? And here was her answer. This is amazing. This is called cover your ass, Rachel Maddow. Her answer was absolutely yes. Whoa. And this is from Rachel Maddow. So she said, yes, It's absolutely possible that Donald Trump had no knowledge of any Russian efforts to interfere in the American election. Now, of course, that's quite an open question. Did the Russians even do anything to in any way affect our election? But when Rachel Maddow, their target is Trump, not Russian meddling. It's Trump is their target. When Rachel Maddow says, absolutely, that's her adverb. It's absolutely possible. What she's doing is covering her ass for the future when her coverage of Russiagate, her fake news coverage, falls apart. And get this, an extra interesting twist. Rachel Maddow, for the last year, 56% of every word she said on her show has been about Russiagate. That's all she can talk about. And yet she feels it necessary to prepare a CYA escape route when Russiagate collapses. And this is, again, President Boomerang. This is really going to smack him in the kisser when Russiagate collapses. And America is going to be furious, saying, you know, I mean, you've had this wall-to-wall on our evening news for a year, and it was all BS. You know, you were trying to lie to us for a whole year, trying to depose our duly elected president, trying to, like this clown Robert Mueller talks about obstructing justice. Hey, Mr. Mueller, how about obstructing history? How about obstructing the will of the American people? You, sir, are guilty of that, and you should be frog marched out of Washington, D.C., along with James Comey, Hillary Clinton, and I'm with those crowds. Not only lock her up, lock them all up. So the and that's what's going to happen, folks. These crowds, they're going to turn. You know, the Saxon is slow to anger, but when the Saxon is angered, it's going to be something. It's to behold. I think it's going to be wonderful, Paul.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think I mentioned sufficiently. You can call into the show 800-313-9443. We certainly welcome your eloquence on anything that's happening right now on the show, 800-313-9443. Also, a bit of housekeeping to mention, the show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party, a small political party, very idealistic. We see our role as being championing ideas, supporting our president, supporting this wave of the future that is has swept over all of us. And but offering our ideas and offering our insights, you know, wouldn't it have been nice, Paul, if somebody in the American Freedom Party, you know, you, myself, Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, Tom Sunak, what if one of us had said, you know what, a wall. So what is it? It's a long, long object. The higher it is, the better, meaning the larger square footage of this surface. It's going to be down there in the blazing heat of the Rio Grande Valley. Right, building such a wall, it's going to be a strong, sturdy wall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How could we make this pay for itself? Donald Trump, the only guy, 320 million of us, a solar panel. We'll make the world's largest solar panel. And think of this now, Paul. What are the commie rats going to do when Donald Trump introduces in Congress a bill to fund the world's greatest and largest solar panel? What are the Schumerites, the fake, the faux environmentalists, what is going to be their lying excuse for opposing the world's largest solar facility? And Trump has just, they use that phrase in Bridge, the Trump card, repeatedly, over and over again. Donald Trump trumps these people with a move they cannot fight. Now, another thing that they can't fight in this speech, he talked about behind those beautiful young ladies that were right behind Donald Trump was a man or a woman. I couldn't see it, but a sign that said promises made, promises kept. And he talked about another promise kept in today's brilliant speech. I'll say this. Donald Trump is the greatest orator ever to step up to a podium in the history of America. I'll just throw that out there as my modest appraisal. And he's not just a good talker, he's a great thinker. He said, Let's talk about MS-13, promises made, promises kept. He said, we are shipping these, what did he call them? These are true animals. Oh, I like that. In some countries in Europe, you might be able to go to jail for saying that, Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because that's disrespectful of an ethnicity. All these MS, yeah, it's an identifiable ethnic group. Ooh, well, Donald Trump said it. These are true animals. That's the quote, and he said we're getting them out of here by the thousands. That was beautiful. We got a call from Anthony in Chicago, which we will take right after this break. Stay tuned.
Weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War
came along. We're back, folks. Andy, thank you for joining us. This was a fun show. A fun show tonight. Donald Trump made it that way. The We got one caller on the line here, Anthony in Chicago. Anthony, tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, James. You have a great radio program. I just love listening to it.
Well, Anthony, thank you very much.
So, I wanted to make a comment about Donald Trump. I think his greatest achievement was the removal of that 501c3, that taxing the churches for making political statements, you know, just for getting involved in politics. That was a miraculous achievement right there.
Right. He would one stroke of the pen. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're right. You are right, sir. Go ahead.
If we had the churches more involved in political issues on who to vote for and everything, we wouldn't have the problems we do now.
I know yes, in the past,
pardon me
for interrupting you. Yes, Lyndon, you're so right. Lyndon Baines Johnson, he muzzled the churches back in the 1960s when he didn't want conservative churches being able to oppose him. So he was the one who made it impermissible for churches which get tax exemption to have political views, or for the pastors to be able to speak. So it was ever since Johnson, and nobody had the brains. You know, Johnson was clearly a criminal, a weirdo and a criminal. Why didn't somebody have the brains to reverse? I forget the name of it. There's a specific name to the thing that Johnson did. Nobody till Trump, he realized, you know, again, with this brilliant mind that sees things other people don't see. And he goes, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong with this picture? Hey, our pastors can't speak out. Why? Because the government's blackmailing them. Well, I'm not going to have any of that. And right through the campaign, he promised, with one stroke of my pen, I'm going to undo that. He did. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, James, back, I think it was the 1930s, they used to have I know the Catholic Church, they had a Father Charles Coughlin, and he used to speak out against the international bankers. There was a few other Roman Catholic priests who, one was named Father Dennis Fahey out of Dublin, Ireland. And,
yes, Coughlin
wrote a book. Pardon me?
Coughlin had an audience. I forget the exact numbers, Paul. It was like 20 or 30 million people listening to him every week on the radio. Paul, do you remember his numbers?
Not exactly.
But it was huge. Sean Hannity, who is number one on cable TV, and thank goodness, thank God Sean Hannity is number one over Rachel Maddow. Sean Hannity has 3.1 million viewers. Father Coughlin had more. But go ahead, Anthony.
Well, there was more priests, too, involved. There was like Father Dennis Fahey. He was out of Dublin, Ireland. He wrote a book called Waters Flowing Eastward. It explains the protocols of the Elders of Zion and the international bankers. And there was somebody from, one of the priests from the Hill Corners, Wisconsin. He was involved in that, too.
Yes, the music is trumping us. We will continue with your thoughts tomorrow night. But yes, pastors, priests, church members will be able to speak out, finally, thanks to Donald Trump. Thanks to you, folks. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Thank you, Paul.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.